Hiya, this is Wildcards, the show where democracy and football are the topics of the day. And you've been voting away. And I tell you what, when we get to general football, I haven't seen a vote that's been this close in a very long time. So that's exciting. It was 50-50 right up until the end there. But if people don't like what has won in the public vote on Twitter, they can, of course, use their wildcards to talk about whichever topic they want to within that category. We've got a few wildcardless weeks coming up, so I'm hoping that people will play them and get faster and looser than this time. But join me to potentially play their wildcards or not. I've got Paula Murphy, I've got Grace Maley, I've got Mike Kearney, and I've got Josh Sexton. I'm Amelia Bonner, and we'll dive straight in with LFC, shall we? And your options were the Women's Derby, which took place yesterday, Everton 3-0, Virgil in the goals, or Keita contract, which won by quite some distance. So Josh, we'll talk about Naby Keita's potential new contract or potential move. He's been linked with a move away from the club again. His contract's going to run out at the end of the season with no immediate sign of an extension on the horizon. There's some reports from Germany that there could be a move back to the Bundesliga on the cards for him. But I guess my question for you is, as has been the question before with Naby Keita, what's going to be the best for us and what is going to be the best for Naby? And are those two different answers potentially?
I don't necessarily think so. No, like I still think there's loads that Naby Keita can and should really achieve at Liverpool if he and the club wanted to go in that direction. I think it's got to the point with Naby Keita where I think everybody is now on the same page in the sense that he hasn't fulfilled his potential at Liverpool. And I think, I don't know whether that's changed, you know, as in everybody getting on that same page, because, you know, there's no longer that, oh, what if in the future, because he's sort of created, well, it seems anyway, that him and his agent or whoever have created the circumstance, which means he's ultimately on his last days at Liverpool. I think the way it could sort of change would be if he manages to come back from injury after the World Cup and puts together a run of games. You know, that we're obviously talking about a Liverpool midfield, which is, you know, packed with injury-prone players. There's the potential there that if one of them gets fit, they could end up being the one who gets a run in the side. And I don't see any reason why that couldn't be Naby Keita, to be honest. I think he's got all the tools and all the attributes that Jurgen Klopp likes. I know from the sort of things I've heard from Pep Linder's book, I've not read it myself, but apparently Naby Keita comes out of it very, very well. I don't know if that's a little spoiler there for everybody, but something to look forward to at least. I don't see it as there being, you know, no way back for Naby Keita at all. But if you know, if he can't get fit and can't find a way to get back in the side, then I don't see any reason why Liverpool would be looking at renewing his contract, bar sort of maintaining the value of the player. But by which point, I imagine the player would say, "Well, I'd rather just go and call this whole thing off."